6:38 the time. You're on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM at 12:40 a.m. I'd like to welcome him, Tim Gaudette, with the Colorado Outreach. He's the manager for Small Business Majority. Tim, welcome to KRDO.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act. You may have just heard ABC's report, Donald Trump tweeting the Affordable Care Act will soon be history. I want to talk about what you think the Affordable Care Act did for Colorado business owners, small business owners specifically, and where things stand now. Good morning. Tell us what you think.
Well, what I would say is that after just 4 open enrollment periods, I'm not sure that we can say all the evidence is quite in yet. It took us decades to get to a point where healthcare was a crisis and we needed to reform it. Just on the basis of size, healthcare insurance is hard for a small business to bring to their business. The spreading of risk is based on how many people you have. So it's been a situation where bigger businesses had a much easier chance to offer this benefit to their workers. That's kind of how our system evolved. And we're trying to find ways, creative ways, that we can kind of level the playing field more to allow small businesses to offer this benefit, which really, really helps employee workforce retention, recruitment, and competition. Small businesses are becoming a much, much bigger force in the economy. They're 99% of all businesses that are formed. They're about half of private employment and about half of private payroll and growing. So we're really curious on how perhaps any new ideas would support getting more businesses the ability to offer their employees health insurance. I guess what I would say is that the small business marketplace has not been the biggest emphasis of the Affordable Care Act efforts to date. It's been more the individual and family marketplaces. The small business marketplace, as you may know, did not have any type of mandate. If you were a business under 50 employees, you did not have any obligation to provide health insurance by law. So what you saw, because of the challenges, many small businesses, the business owner themselves and the employees went to the individual and family markets. We would like to see more support, perhaps even financial support, to drive more group formation that would help small businesses recruit, retain, and support their employees.
Now, are you going to be working with members of the Colorado delegation, since this is beginning to move through Congress, to give them input in what you're asking for?
We're kind of in that pose of we're on the balls of our feet. We don't know exactly what is coming. As you know, this has been a headline since 2010, and we still don't have any definitive new solutions being proposed. In Colorado, we do have a unique situation that our state-based health exchange, where you do go to get financial assistance as part of the Affordable Care Act, is our own legislation. And we do have, perhaps, unique abilities to adapt to any changes that come down from the federal marketplace. So we're very interested in what's coming. We're just not quite sure yet what that looks like.
And interesting that Colorado voters had a chance to look at universal health care in Colorado in the past November election, which was resoundingly defeated.
It was. I applaud the effort. I can tell you that as a pretty long-term resident of the state of Colorado, we have been pushing, thinking, questioning ourselves on health care and looking at reform efforts since the last decade. Governor Owens put together a blue ribbon panel, as you may know, which set a course that is not terribly unlike where we ended up with the federal law. So I know that that effort was soundly defeated, but I do think further ideas on good ideas, good reform ideas, are really worth having, and I applaud Colorado for doing it. I just don't, I guess from the vote you could say, people didn't feel there was enough there to make that big jump. We would have been the first state in the country to provide a program like that, and I don't think anyone was willing to be that first experiment.
Okay, Tim Gaudette, you mentioned that small business is so important. It's the backbone of the economy in the United States here in Colorado. You are the Colorado Outreach Manager for the Small Business Majority. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. 6:42, traffic and weather together next.